Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, you notice coming to church today that the ladies have taken down the May altar because the month of May, our Blessed Mother's Month, is over. Today is the first day of June. And what is June? June is the month of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. Our Lord showing us his heart to remind us of how much he loves us and how much we should try to love him. And our Lord from his heart these days sends fire. You see on the Sacred Heart how there's fire coming out of the top. That's, we say, the fire of God's love that burns up and consumes our Lord. Well, fire too is the symbol, isn't it, of God the Holy Ghost. And so these days, our Lord from his heart sends his own spirit, which is the Holy Spirit or the Holy Ghost, the fire of God's love, into our hearts and souls as a help to us so that we may remember and not forget. All year long, when we come to church on weekdays for Mass, we usually get to hear a little sermon about a saint. So you see the statues of the saints are above us because that reminds us that they point the way for going up to heaven, and the statues of the saints are all around us because saints were just like us after all. But they loved our Lord, we say, to a heroic degree. They were the heroes of the love of Jesus and of Mary, and sometimes they laid down their life for their faith as martyrs would. We were talking with the little ones today about the graces of confirmation making us so strong that way. And sometimes they led wonderful heroic lives for many years of sacrifices and prayers and the helping of others. The saints stand in our church, children, you might say, like markers that point the way up to heaven and how to get there by imitating them. Each saint is different, and each one of you is a little bit different too. But we hear about the saints all year long so as to be able to have many different ways, ideas, little suggestions even, and encouragement in the great task that we have of being holy. And that's the work of the Holy Ghost. He comes with the fire of God's love. Let us pray for the children who are with us today who will be receiving the Holy Ghost in the sacrament of confirmation on Saturday, and then on Sunday they will make their first Holy Communion. Sometimes it may seem, on a bad day I mean, that we don't have too much of God's love in our heart, that we don't have too much strength from our Lord, and that it's so hard for us to follow his example. Well, I told the children earlier today about a story from the Little Flower, St. Therese of Lisieux. She's the last one of the big saints in the sanctuary on the epistle, or the right side of the altar. The nun was carrying the crucifix and the flowers. One time in her convent, they were organizing a procession for some feast day or other, just as we have our processions. And in this procession, as you do, for example, for Corpus Christi, all of the sisters were each one to carry a candle. And the sister sacristan, who was in charge of organizing that, looked for the fire. Well, she didn't have any matches, and there was one lamp where they were that was burning in front of some relics on the shrine altar. And so she took her candle to this lamp to light the sisters' candles. But this flame was very small. It was barely even burning. If you went like that, it would have been extinguished. But she very carefully, the sister did, put her candle with its wick next to it and lit her candle. And then she took that flame and she gave it to the next sister, who passed it around, and pretty soon every one of the sisters had a bright burning candle, just as the boys will be carrying up to communion on Sunday at their first communion, had a bright burning candle to symbolize the light of the faith. And to think that flame was so small, but it doesn't matter how small it is, because that is the power of God. It can be spread in an instant. And you and I, with all of our problems, and sometimes it seems like we're barely lit, and anything could blow us out, you and I can still have that fire burning very bright to adore our Lord. Today is the feast day of a saint who did her very best to help children, especially girls, learn about Jesus and Mary and the Catholic faith and how to grow up to be good mothers one day. And her name is Saint Angela. She was like an angel to many whom she taught, and she lived in the 16th century in Italy, Saint Angela Merici. She was an orphan child, she and her older sister, and she and her older sister loved the faith very much, and they encouraged each other. You might say they lit each other's candle in the way of saying prayers and offering up sacrifices. But one day, very suddenly, her older sister got sick, and then she died. And she died without a priest being able to come so suddenly. And Saint Angela was so worried. Did my sister save her soul? Did she go to heaven? And she prayed for her and worried about her for a long time, until finally our Lord appeared to her once and told her, yes, your sister is a saint in heaven. And she was so relieved and so happy, and she dedicated her life to helping others to get to heaven, especially girls. First of all, she had to make her first communion. Back then, you had to wait to be pretty old, like to be about 13 or so, 12 or 13, before you could receive our Lord in communion. So she had a long wait, but she asked if she couldn't receive right away, and she was given her first Holy Communion. Later on, when she grew up, she saw how many girls there were who didn't know their catechism, and they didn't know their prayers, and they didn't know how to live as Catholics. And because of that, when they got married and had children, there was no one to teach the children at home all of the basics about our faith. Because sometimes it was only the boys that were sent to school and not the girls, and the girls never got a chance to learn these important things. That's called ignorance, and it was a very sad thing that afflicted the church back then. But the Holy Ghost inspired Saint Angela to do something about it, so she started teaching, and she and a couple of other ladies would teach the girls that were just sort of around in the neighborhood, and they came willingly to classes. She taught them to read and to write so they could learn their catechism and about their faith and know everything that they should know, so that one day they could grow up to be mothers if they were meant to be. And then pretty soon there were other women that came to join them. And they followed a certain rule of life, certain prayers that they would say each day, and certain obligations that they would carry out. But they were unmarried, and they lived at home with their families, but they came together to do this special work and to pray every day. Pretty soon, there were dozens and dozens of women in several cities who were following the rules that Saint Angela had written out for them, and who were conducting these free schools for girls. Later on, this became the Order of Saint Ursula. Saint Ursula is one of the traditional patronesses of young virgins, and that's why they dedicated their work in her honor. But it was a beautiful work that she did, to train the girls who didn't have anyone to show them the way to heaven, as the saints show us. After all, what good would it be, children, to have the beautiful candles in the church and the beautiful statues if we're on the outside and there's no one to explain these things to us, if there's no one to teach us catechism or religion class, or if, even worse than that, we were taught falsehood. That very often happens today, so you're very lucky to be able to have your catechism classes, your religion classes, and for those of you who have it, your daily mass. These are all ways of following what the saints point out to us, which is the way of heaven. And your teachers, now we're towards the end of the school year, so spare a good, grateful prayer for them. Your teachers are like that sister in the story I told you about today. during the convent, in the convent of St. Therese of Lisieux. That is to say, they light their candle, and then they light yours. They pass on the flame of knowledge and the flame of the love of God, which is the work of the Holy Ghost specifically. St. Angela Merici is a great patroness of teachers, and she is a great heroine for girls and for young ladies who help in the great work of the teaching of children all of the basics that they need to follow the saints and to go to heaven. Come, Holy Ghost. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.